We're going to head out to Kalamazoo and be joined by Western Michigan head coach Tim Luster. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, Ken. How are you doing?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time and congratulations on the impressive 49-10 win over Bowling Green on Saturday. And after watching the film, talk about the performance by your Broncos.
You know, it was a complete team victory. You know, we were pretty efficient on offense. I thought our defense tackled well and kept everything in front of them. Did a good job running around, and you know, got sloppy in the second half with the rain. And we still handled, for the most part, handled special teams and then the line of scrimmage fairly well. We knew we had to win at the line of scrimmage this week, and we had to win field position, and I thought we did a good job of doing both those.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Luster and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You run for 6 rushing touchdowns, obviously a easy a recipe for success, but offensively as well, not committing a turnover, 4 or 5 in the red zone, and 11 of 13 on third downs. That's kind of how you dialed it up, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know, be efficient and, you know, play with pad level, move the line of scrimmage, you know, keep giving Bells the ball. We knew the weather was coming. You know, we didn't feel like we were going to, you know, have to throw it all over the yard. You know, we just wanted to lean on our seniors and our big guys up front. And defensively, we need to keep things in front of them. We can't have them giving big plays. They did get one big play on their touchdown drive, but I thought we played well. Got 2 turnovers, which is something we've done well all year, you know, but we didn't 2 weeks ago. It was nice to see them get 2 of those. And, you know, it was close through the whole first half. We just kept at it and then pulled away.
Talk about the explosion of your run offense this year, just overall. Certainly, Levante Bellamy's having a wonderful season, but just talk about the effectiveness of your run offense.
Well, it was funny because after the first 2 weeks, everyone was wondering if we had a run game because we really started well in the passing game, and I think that's helped our run game as we move forward. You know, we're efficient in the passing game, and John and Gio and Sky and Mixon, and we have some guys that can throw the ball, which gives us more favorable boxes, you know, and then when you have a guy like Bellamy, you know, he doesn't need a lot of space. If you give him a little bit of space, he can take to the house. He made some cuts this weekend against pressures. They were bringing stuff from everywhere, and our line picked it up, and he made some big time cuts. But we wanted to lean on the run game, and you know, in Midwest football, late in October, November, I mean, we're gonna have to be efficient running the ball, and that's something that's going to be important for every game from here on out because you don't know what type of day you're going to get.
You're 5-0 at home, and obviously the success of playing well at Waldo Stadium. Just talk about your success playing this year at home, and knowing you're going to need to do that again one more time.
Yeah, we get to play here one more time, and our fans are great, and you know we've played a lot of different types of games at home. We've gotten out early. You know, this was a slower start. So it's been fun to watch our guys, you know, compete here at Waldo. And obviously we're talking a lot about on the road. We played probably one of our best road games last time we were on the road. It still wasn't good enough to get a victory. So we have to continue to, get better on the road. But, this is, you know, home field advantage is a real thing. And obviously it's a huge, huge plus when the fans are here and Waldo's packed, and we have played very well here.
Talk about where your defense is right now and where your Broncos are as you approach again the calendar turning November and the final regular season stretch of 4 games.
Yeah, you know, we haven't had a break yet, so this is we've gone 9 weeks straight with a game. Our bye week is still not for 2 more weeks, week 11, which is different. And we backed off heavily on them and their bodies, and our trainers and strength coaches have done a great job of keeping our guys healthy. Even this little 3-day break is needed, you know, not due to so much injury, but just freshness and popping our legs. So they had yesterday off, and today we just watched the game, kind of put the Bowling Green game to bed, and they'll have tomorrow off, and we'll get to work on Ball State on Wednesday. But yeah, this was much needed. I know the schedule is going to start being different now with Tuesday games, but even this couple extra days is huge for us, considering we don't have our bye week till November 20th or something like that.
Certainly, the quarterback's best friend is a great running game. When you take a look at quarterback John Wasing, where is he right now, and kind of evaluate his performance?
You know, I think he's playing great. He's playing efficient. You know, he had a great game. We got the ball. I think the really where the game changed is we scored with, I don't know, 2 minutes left in the second quarter, first half, and then we stopped them, used our timeouts, got the ball back with like a minute left for ish, and he took us on a two-minute drill. Bam, hit two big passes, scrambled for 12, and boom, we pushed it in the end zone to go up 21-3 at half. We did that all in the last 2 minutes. You know, so and then we came out and kept it going. But you know, we know he's efficient. His numbers are great. You know, he missed one or two down the field throws that I know he wants back. But you know, the great thing is when we have third, and we had a couple of third and longs that he got us first downs on, making big throws to Gio. So he has the ability to throw it 50 times a game if we need it. So he's just an ultimate team player. If we're handing the ball, he's handing the ball. And you know, and he's ready to throw it 40, 50 times if we need to as well. So it's great to have an unselfish, talented. And for us, this is the first time he's made it this far. You know, he's got three games that we haven't had him for the last four games of the last two seasons. So it's fun that he's healthy, he feels good, and we're excited to have him for the final stretch here.
Well, Tim, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to your preparation for Ball State. Congratulations on your victory, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Tim. For Tim Lester and his Western Michigan Broncos coming off that 49-10 victory over Bowling Green. In that contest, again, running back Levante Bellamy, a career-high 4 rushing touchdowns on 178 yards in that contest. Again, for Western Michigan, rushed for 6 touchdowns as a team in that game, did not commit a turnover, and were 11 of 13 on third down conversions and 4 of 5 in the red zone. For Western Michigan, again, a couple extra days off. In that transition to midweek football, their next game on Tuesday, November 5th, against Ball State. That game, a home game, kickoff at 8 p.m. on ESPN2.